Now, we're back with part four of A Father's Love. Now, before we pick up where we left off at, let's head over to Aunt Cheryl's house because Tim just called his mother back. Aunt Cheryl's phone ring. Ring, ring, ring. Hello? Tim, Mom, you okay? Yeah, baby, I'm okay. You in the house by yourself? Yeah, baby, calm down. What's wrong? Ma, I need you to sit down because there's some stuff that I'm about to tell you, and then I'm gonna need you to leave.
Aunt Cheryl. Tim, what the hell are you talking about?
So Tim goes to explain to Aunt Cheryl on the phone about his encounter with Andre. He breaks it down from beginning to end. He told Aunt Cheryl while Aunt Cheryl was on the phone, after you told me what happened between you and Miss Sabrina and that whole little situation, I bumped into Kenny around the way. Then I told Kenny what you told me, Mom, about Andre offer to you. And then Kenny told me some shit that I couldn't believe. That little Andre is really his child. He was hurt. He was crying. He didn't want his son to grow up fatherless. And Mom, I felt bad for him because, you know, I don't even know who my daddy is. You do know who your daddy is. The motherfucker just ain't shit. But go ahead. And you already know, Mom, I wanted to get revenge on that dude. Then Kenny came up with a plan. But Kenny told me he couldn't make himself visible because Stacy know how he looked. But he had a brother on his father's side that would help me out. And I decided to pay his brother with Andre money. And the brother decided to give the money to his brother so he can give the money to little Andre, which is his son, Mom. So Aunt Cheryl goes to say, so that's what Andre came here looking for, some money? So Tim goes to say to Aunt Cheryl, yeah, Mom. So until we figure out where the money at and this whole situation get handled, I need you to go somewhere where nobody don't know where you at. Aunt Cheryl goes to say, oh, shit. I just keep getting in the middle of shit. I'm too old for this shit. No, Mom, for real, I understand, baby. Okay. Click. Now back over to Lachelle's house before Lachelle closed the door. Andre came through. Kenny immediately seen Andre, jumped up from the couch, grabbed little Andre, put little Andre behind him and said, nigga, what you doing here? Lachelle backed away from the door, said, hold on, Andre? Andre like, ain't no hold on, fuck this nigga doing in here. And why the fuck he holding on to my son? Kenny looked at Lachelle and said, oh, you still ain't tell this nigga. Andre is so frustrated, like, what is he talking about? Pulled out a weapon, pointed at Kenny and said, tell me what? Lachelle is a nervous wreck. No, no, wait, Andre, my son is in here. Now, over at Stacy's house, she get her lasagna out the oven, her phone on the counter, and it's just the ring. She pick it up, and it's SJ. He hyperventilating, he stuttering, he can't get his words out. Babe, yeah, I just talked to Tim. Tim told me Andre out. Now, he might be over Shell or on his way over to Shell, but you got to call on people because my brother, my little nephew in there, man, I don't trust that nigga. He crazy. Andre out. Andre, she like, okay, baby, I'm going to do something. Bye. Click. Now, mind you, Stacy don't do the police, but today she is 911. Now, Andre got the weapon pointed at Kenny. Lachelle jumps in front of the weapon and says, Andre, put the weapon down. Now, Andre say, while holding the weapon now facing Lachelle, what is he talking about? She said, we can't talk under these circumstances, Andre. You got to put the weapon down. Andre said, y'all better start talking now. Now, Kenny standing behind Lachelle screaming, man, tell him. Lord Andre is my son. Andre said, what? While holding the weapon facing Lachelle, his face frowned up. His eyes got so dark, he became unrecognizable. He said, what'd he say? Lachelle said, it's true, Andre. It's true. Without Andre saying anything else, wham! He hit Lachelle. She falls to the floor. Little Andre come running from behind Kenny. Mommy, mommy. Big Andre then raised his arm with the weapon in his hand about to strike Lachelle one more time. But Kenny come running across the room. He dive into Andre's stomach. He fell against the door. They both fall on the floor. The weapon falls. They scrambling on the floor for the weapon. Now Lachelle gets little Andre and say, come on, baby, let's go. And she tried to run towards the back door. But her nerves is a nervous wreck. She can't even stand up. She's weak in the knees, SWV weak in the knees. So she falls to the floor with little Andre in her hand. Kenny is over here struggling with big Andre, but he see that Lachelle and his son done fail. So he let big Andre go, which gave big Andre some leeway to get to the weapon. Now, he gets the weapon and then he aims the weapon over there towards them. By this time, Kenny done helped them up. He told them to go run. He looks back, he see big Andre pointing the weapon towards them. So he gets the running and dive and big Andre go pat, pat, aiming in the direction of his son. Then another loud boom, which was the door being kicked over by the police. Andre
didn't know who it was, so he pointed his gun in that direction. The police seen it as a threat, so they began to fire. Pop, 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 pop. 10 times.
Hitting Andre in his upper body, standing over his lifeless body. One of the officers grabbed the walkie-talkie, said, we need med right away.
The police have secured the scene.
One of the officers is in the front yard reporting to the lead detective. In his report, he documented
one black African-American male, late 30s, deceased. Another black African-American male, late 30s, wounded, but non-life-threatening wounds.
Lachelle is sitting on the steps of her house holding her son while crying. The officer walks over to her and says, ma'am, can I have your full name? She looks up at the officer and she says, Lachelle Smith. She says, and can I have your son full name, first, middle, and last? She says, Andre Kenny Smith. Little Andre then looks at Lachelle and says, mommy, is daddy gonna be okay? Lachelle says to little Andre, baby, daddy is gonna be just fine. Then little Andre says to Lachelle, but what about big Andre? Lachelle says, huh?
Hours later, little Andre and Lachelle are sitting in the waiting room of the hospital while Kenny is in his room bandaged up, giving an interview with the detectives.
So the officer is winding down the interview and he said, let me get this straight. So this guy, this intruder, came into the house with a weapon, pointed it towards your son, fired the weapon, and you jumped in front of the weapon to take the bullet for your son. Kenny said, yeah. And I do it again because that's a father's love for his son.